Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the show, I am previewing this weekend's matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and Pittsburgh Steelers. A big game for the Steelers. I mean, they really need to make up for that performance they had a week ago, that tie with the Cleveland Browns. Get that behind them. Have a better showing offensively, right? Just want to get this offense on track early in the year. Don't want to have the same kind of issues this offense had a season ago. And let's not forget, they're going up against a very high-powered offense on the other side. I mean, yeah, that the Chiefs are looking to go big this season. They are no longer a Chiefs team afraid to go deep and, you know, kind of taking everything underneath. It is a new-look Chiefs offense. And the Steelers, on the other, I mean, they need to start accumulating wins, right? Yeah, again, not getting that win against Cleveland now. You could potentially look at this team starting the year 0-1-1 if they go out and lose. And you've got the Ravens coming to town in a couple weeks. We know no matter how good or bad both those two teams are, they always play each other tough. That, you know, again, that could easily be a loss. You got the Falcons the week after. The second half of the year, Jaguars, Panthers, Patriots, Saints. I mean, yeah, again, you've got a ton of big matchups on this roster, a real gauntlet for this team at times. They have to start accumulating wins. If we're still thinking about this team as being not just a division winner, but potentially getting a bye week, even home field advantage, well, that's got to start with this team starting to accumulate wins in week two, a big, big matchup. And remember, the Chiefs are no longer that gimme win, right? The Steelers don't really have gimme wins a lot on their schedule at all, but the Chiefs are certainly no longer the gimme win they've been in years past. I mean, this team is really going to test the Steeler defense. So we're going to preview that matchup, talk about how the Steelers match up both offensively and defensively, and we'll give you an injury report for both teams as well. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Tony Serino. You can find more of this podcast by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, search Locked On Steelers, hit that subscribe button, and you will get your daily dose. Be sure to check out the new Facebook page, the Facebook group. You can search Locked On Steelers, join there. Also on Instagram now, Locked On Steelers on Instagram. I'm basically on all the social platforms now. Going big on social media for the 2018 season. Also, Twitter, at Steeler Country. If you want to find me on there, at Steeler Country on Twitter as well. And let's start today with the injury report for both teams. Not much has changed throughout the week. Of course, there's been a lot of speculation about Ben Roethlisberger. Will he, won't he play? I think that's been kind of silly, right? You know, if you've been a Steeler fan for any amount of time, you know the way Ben goes with his injuries, right? They get played up throughout the week, but he ends up playing. I mean, that is basically the story for Ben Roethlisberger and has been, you know, for whatever it's been, 14, 15 years now, right? Unless Ben Roethlisberger is ruled out early in the week, if he's got a multi-week injury, then okay, he's going to sit out. But if it's a question of will he, won't he play, 100% of the time, he's playing. So we'll start with the Chiefs. They have listed linebacker Ben Neiman with that hamstring injury as out for this game, and they've listed safety Eric Berry doubtful with his heel injury. Now, neither of those guys practiced all week. Eric Berry, even listed as doubtful, did not practice. I would be very, very surprised if he saw any time in this game at all. Very likely he's going to sit out. As I said the other day, this is a guy who has not, just hasn't practiced, hasn't played for this team in over a month. I think it's very unlikely we see either of those guys there. Now, for the Steelers on the other side, of course, we talked about Ben Roethlisberger. Ben, he practiced on Friday fully. He's definitely going to play in this game. They list him as questionable. Again, he's got that elbow injury. Ben's going to play. The only question for Ben is he going to look like a player who's got an elbow injury? You know, because he's going to be playing through this. Sometimes Ben goes out there playing through injury and he's fine. Sometimes Ben goes out there and, you know, it's clear maybe he should have taken this one off and, you know, it just doesn't look right. You know, go back to that game. What was it, against San Francisco? God, it must have been 5 years ago now. But, you know, they had to play him in the pistol the entire formation because, again, he couldn't even walk enough, or he couldn't run enough to even hand off. You know, again, that's the kind of game where you go, okay, Ben, maybe you should have taken this one off. That really is what I'm going to be interested to see in this game. Which Ben Roethlisberger are we going to get? Are we going to get the, you know, I'm just fine Ben Roethlisberger like we got in the Denver playoff game? What was it, 3 or 4 years ago when he came out and just, you know, again, the whole question of the game was how can he throw off his leg and all of that, and he ended up being fine in that game. Or are we going to get the Ben Roethlisberger that, again, as I said, just probably should have taken the week off? That remains to be seen. Cornerback Joe Hayden listed as doubtful for this game. I didn't practice all week. I think there's just no way he plays. As I said, very likely they're going to give him this one off. He can come back for Tampa in the Monday nighter. That gives him another week to kind of work back from that hamstring. You don't want to have this become a long-term injury for Joe Hayden. For DeCastro on that hand, they list him as doubtful as well. Didn't practice all week. I think it's very unlikely he sees some time this week. That'll be a B.J. Finney will get the start in his place. Tyson Alualu, the defensive end, has a shoulder injury. They list him as doubtful. He was limited on both Thursday and Friday. I guess maybe you could consider him a game-time decision. I think it's very likely he sits this one out as well. It's going to mean more playing time for someone like LT Walton. Cam Hayward with his knee injury, he sat out on Wednesday. On Thursday and Friday, he practiced and practiced fully. Seems like he's going to be good to go for this game. Vance McDonald practiced all week. Again, he called his shot on this one, said he's ready to go. It seems like he will be. He is listed as questionable for the game. The only question for me, really, is not is he going to see the field. It seems very likely at this point we will finally see Vance McDonald on the field. The question is he going to be limited at all in a snap count, right? Are they going to play him for the entirety of the game? Seems very unlikely. You know, again, having a veteran like Jesse James on the team, a guy who started many, many games for this team, likely means that McDonald will get used here and there, and we'll start to see him get integrated more into the offense over the next couple weeks if he stays healthy. And then a new addition to the injury report, Artie Burns. So now the Steelers going into this game with both cornerbacks injured in some way. Hayden, of course, likely to sit this one out. Artie Burns listed as questionable with a toe injury. He seemed to hurt this during practice on Friday, limited in Friday's practice. That's interesting. Again, the Steelers really can't afford to lose another cornerback. Remember, they only kept five on the roster. So you've got Joe Hayden and Artie Burns as your starters. You've got Mike Hilton as your nickel. Cam Sutton as the utility player who, in all likelihood, is going to be playing in favor of Joe Hayden, right? And then you've got Cody Sensabaugh behind them, and that's it. I mean, that's the list, right? So if the Steelers are now down two corners in this game, and it sounds like Artie's going to play, but if the Steelers were to go down two corners, again, they don't have another one on the roster right now. You know, likely in that way, they'd want to bring up Brian Allen from the practice squad, but not great right now for the Steelers, right? You know, again, while I think they do have some decent depth, so I'm not 100% worried here. And again, both starting corners going down, not great early in the year. And then let's talk about this Chiefs-Steelers game this Sunday. Now, I know a lot of you are probably thinking, come on, it's the Chiefs. You know, we own the Chiefs. And that has been true, right? The Steelers have won the last billion against the Chiefs dating all the way back to 2009. Right? Landry Jones started the last time the Chiefs beat the Steelers. So, you know, look, that has definitely been the case, that this has been a matchup that has been defined by the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, winning this football game. I wouldn't say dominating it, right? Because the last couple times we played the Chiefs, it hasn't exactly been one-sided. We won this game in the playoffs a couple years ago by just scoring field goals. We won the game a year ago by, you know, really a close game in a fluky play to Antonio Brown down the sideline where the ball went off the defender's face. AB catches it anyway and runs it in for a, you know, a touchdown that sealed that win. I mean, look, the Steelers haven't really dominated this one on the scoreboard. They've really just been able to win this football game. And really, the large part of why they've been able to have so much success against Kansas City boiled down to the fact that, you know, this defense was going up against Alex Smith, and he wasn't the type of player who could attack this team and this defense, right? He wasn't a player that wanted to go down the field. He wasn't a player that wanted to attack the sidelines. In a lot of ways, he played right into the Steelers' hands. Bend but don't break, keep everything in front of us, tackle the catch. That was the style of Alex Smith. That was the style of the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, on the other hand, the new Chiefs quarterback, he could not be more different. I know I've been saying this a lot this week, but again, for me, this is the whole game right here. Patrick Mahomes wants to attack. That is what the Chiefs offense is built to do. According to Pro Football Focus, Patrick Mahomes' average target in the game against San Diego a week ago, or LA Chargers, whatever their name is now, the LA Chargers, 14.6 yards down the field. Average per attempt, his target was 14.5 yards down the field. Alex Smith a season ago, 7.7, nearly half. Ben Roethlisberger right now, 9. Again, 14.5 is absurd. It would be if Mahomes averaged 14.5 throughout the year, it would be the record for in NFL history. No one has pushed the ball down the field like the Chiefs did a week ago. Now, some of that was matchup against San Diego, and of course, they've got a beat-up secondary and a beat-up defense overall. I mean, Joey Bosa not playing in that game. But the story of this game is going to be Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs offense testing this young, upstart Steelers secondary. Again, we've got a lot of young guys here, but a lot of young guys with question marks. Sean Davis at free safety. First of all, look, Sean Davis, I loved what Sean Davis put on tape a week ago. And again, as I said all offseason, I'm not sure that, you know, Sean Davis, and he's athletic, so put him at free safety, and it just translates. But I was very happy to see Sean Davis playing with confidence. Yeah, again, not the hesitant Sean Davis we saw a year ago. Terrell Edmonds at strong safety. Again, I have a lot of problems with Terrell Edmonds in matchups like this, where he's going to be tested in coverage. Artie Burns, Cam Sutton, Mike Hilton at corner. I like those guys. I like what I saw from those guys at training camp. But this is a real barometer game for everyone in that secondary. Look, I've been saying since training camp, I really like our secondary. I really like where they are. This could be a year where they really do turn the corner. And they've shown as much, you know, again, all camp. They did it in the preseason game where they were all out there. But it is still early, right? It is still early for all these guys. It's a nice matchup to have Mahomes and the Chiefs coming into town this early so we can really see what we have from this defense early on in the year. It's also a real test for Keith Butler. How does Keith Butler choose to attack this Chiefs offense? Or does he choose to attack? You know, Keith Butler at times likes to get real passive. He likes to get into these games where he says, you know what? I'm going to sit back. I'm going to rush three. I'm going to rush four for the majority of this game. Play that bend but don't break. And again, we'll, you know, see if they can put drives together. We'll see if he goes with that this year. Again, there was a whole lot of success a week ago with the pass rush, but it wasn't just with four, right? It wasn't just with three. It was when this team was manufacturing pressure as they've done over time. Another interesting part of this game is going to be, do we continue to play as much man-to-man as we saw last week? Again, one of the biggest surprises in rewatching that tape is how much man-to-man the Steelers were willing to play. Now, again, I know it's just the Browns, but again, the Browns have Josh Gordon. The Browns have Jarvis Landry, right? Butler was willing to play man-to-man against those guys. Will he do the same thing against the guys like Tyreek Hill? I doubt it, but I'll be interested to see, you know, if we continue in our zone look or if we allow this team to play more man-to-man. And is he going to allow Artie Burns, who at this point is going to be our number one corner with Joe Hayden out, is he going to be shadowing Tyreek Hill in coverage? Or is this going to be, you know, wherever Tyreek's lining up, that's who's covering him? Is it going to be kind of switching off between Sutton and Artie? And I'm sure they're going to put Hill in the slot as well, and Mike Hilton will be tested in that way as well. It'll be interesting to watch that. The storyline all week, if you've read about this game, if you've listened to other podcasts and all that, the story in this game is everyone says this is going to be a high-scoring one, right? Look for this, the two teams to be trading touchdowns all game. And most of that comes from the fact that I think a lot of people think it's just too early to make a judgment call on this Steeler defense, right? Especially given what, you know, given that it was against the Browns, right? Oh, it's just the Browns. Come on, you can't make this judgment against the Browns. It's too early. But the tape the Steelers put out there a week ago was pretty good, especially in the secondary, right? I get why people are hesitant to believe in this defense just yet, because again, you know, two games ago they were giving up 45 to Jacksonville, right? They were giving up 39 to Baltimore. They were giving up, you know, they were giving up in 28 to Green Bay, led by Brent Huntley. I get why everyone's so hesitant to say, ah, this defense, hold off on it a second. And I get why everyone wants to believe in Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs offense, because again, it was electric a week ago. And it is a very, very dangerous test for this Steeler defense. But I'm going to say this. I'm not going to be surprised if this is a low scoring game. You see this happen a lot in the NFL, right? You'll see these games where everyone goes in and says, boy, this is going to be an offensive barn burner, right? Two offenses that are great. You get into the game, it ends up being, you know, 20 to 23 or something like that. I'm not going to be surprised if that's the kind of game the Steelers play on Sunday. The Chiefs offense is explosive, but it's so reliant on Tyreek Hill to make those big plays. It's so reliant on him and his speed, and rightfully so, because again, he is insanely fast out there. But last week, Tyreek Hill accounted for 174 yards of their offense, and he had the 91-yard punt return, right? So he accounted for 260 plus yards of total yards for that Chiefs team a week ago. They don't have a ton of weapons beyond Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. And Travis Kelce a week ago, by the way, held to just one catch for 6 yards. They've got Sammy Watkins now. He's an interesting player on the outside. You know, again, am I worried about Sammy Watkins right now? Probably not, right? I'm much more worried about Tyreek Hill and that speed getting beyond our defense, you know, getting into some sort of miscommunication in the secondary and Tyreek Hill is gone. And again, any sort of miscommunication, any sort of, oh, I thought you were going to be there. And you know, Tyreek Hill is gone in this game. The Steelers cannot afford to have that in this matchup. I mean, but again, you know, they beyond Tyreek Hill, beyond Travis Kelce, who is it? You got Kareem Hunt. He's interesting at running back. Again, you know, Kareem Hunt has been, to this point, much more of a splash player in my eyes than a consistent every down runner. The Steelers were really able to bottle him up a year ago. And considering how well John Bostic and Vince Williams were playing a week ago, as long as our defensive line is playing at a high level and you've got Cam Hayward, you've got Stephon Tuitt both coming into this game, as long as Bostic and Williams are there to shut down some of the cutback lanes, as long as we don't lose the edge with Watt and Dupree, I don't see Kareem Hunt really going off in this game. Again, the Steelers had one drive a week ago that was semi-concerning. Other than that, though, I thought Bostic and Vince Williams were terrific. The entire run defense was largely terrific in that game. A lot of the runs, and that came from the quarterback running the football. Now, that could certainly play a role in this game as well. But look, I'm just going to say it. This Steeler defense might just be good. I know we're all afraid to say that. Like, it's way too early. It's 1 week. You can't say that this defense is going to be good. But what I've seen at camp, what I've seen at preseason, what I've seen so far in week one has all been the same story. So far, so good. So far, so good. Now, I'm not saying, again, this is going to be a game played in the teens. The Steelers are about to go out there and hold the Chiefs to 10 points or something like that, right? Minimize big plays. Force the Chiefs into 11, 12, 13 play drives. Kick field goals instead of touchdowns. That was the recipe a year ago when this defense was playing well at the beginning of the year. It was not dominant. It was not, you know, Blitzburg and getting three and outs and that kind of thing. It was, you know, force teams into long drives. Don't allow big plays. Force them into field goals against touchdowns. Tighten up in the red zone and keep your offense in a game. And that's why this defense didn't give up 20-plus points until whatever it was, week 10 of last season. On the offensive side of the ball, for the Steelers, look, you know, the Steelers offense left a lot of points on the board or on the field a week ago. So did the LA Chargers against this Kansas City team. This is a Chiefs defense specifically in the secondary that can be had. Given how well AB and Juju played last week, they are in for monster performances in this one. You've got no Eric Berry in this matchup. You've got no more Marcus Peters on Kansas City. Remember, they traded him out to the LA Rams, which means that the Chiefs are now left with at corner, 31-year-old Orlando Scandrick, who's been with the team for a month. You've got Steven Nelson, who, I mean, look, he's an average corner. He's fine. And then they've got Kendall Fuller at slot corner, who, look, without a doubt, their best player in the entire secondary, maybe even on defense altogether. But he got torched last week. He did not play well against San Diego or against LA a week ago. The best thing going for the Chiefs is that they've got Fuller going up against Juju. And I think Juju's going to play a big role in this game. A lot of what the Steelers are going to do offensively, the success they're going to have offensively, I think comes down to that matchup between Juju and Kyle Fuller. If Juju gets going, if Fuller has problems there, you know, again, the Steeler offense is going to flow. But unfortunately, the Steelers likely aren't going to have, or likely aren't going to be able to take advantage of the matchups at corner, right? You're going to have AB on one side, but on the other, I mean, if it's Justin Hunter, as we saw a week ago, right, it's just so easy for teams to give him a big cushion, and I think the cushion the Browns gave him last week was on average, I forget what this is, 6.5, 7 yards, something like that. I mean, again, they were just way off Hunter all game. Again, and it's so easy to shut him down. Now, how much James Washington we're going to see in this game? I know Steeler fans want to see a lot of James Washington. I would expect we're going to see somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 snaps, 35 snaps maybe for James Washington in this one. I'm not as worried about the Chiefs' pass rush in this game. I mean, you have Justin Houston on the edge. He's not the same player he was. Remember, he had those like 3 years in a row of double-digit sacks, including 1 year where he went for like 22. I mean, he's not that player anymore. He hasn't registered a sack in this meeting in between the Steelers and Chiefs in 2 years. He's not the dominant player he once was. Now, they have an interior rusher, Chris Jones, pretty good. He had 6 sacks a year ago. He's very good as an interior rusher. With Finney inside, okay, you know, we'll see what happens there with Chris Jones. The question really is Ben Roethlisberger, right? And look, Ben at home is totally different than Ben on the road. For whatever reason, late in his career, Ben Roethlisberger playing on the road has just been way more susceptible to turnovers and just generally inaccurate throws, as we saw a week ago. I mean, we've seen this over time now from Ben. But then we also have this kind of Ben Roethlisberger early season slump like we saw a year ago. And everyone's saying, well, maybe it's going to take Ben until October, late October before he gets going like it took him a year ago. I mean, the Steelers really can't afford Ben Roethlisberger to wait that long to get himself going. I do expect a better performance from Ben Roethlisberger at home this time. But yeah, the other question coming in is how hurt is he really? How hurt is that elbow? Are we going to see another game from Ben Roethlisberger playing through an injury where it just feels like, you know, again, he's not necessarily doing harm to the offense, but certainly feels like he should have sat this one out. Again, I don't know, right? We can't know that. Juju said during Friday, during his media availability, that Ben didn't have the same zip on the football. Now, I mean, that can be fine, right? I mean, we can work around that. But if Ben, again, if that elbow is stopping him from throwing routes to the outside, again, if this offense has to be limited in any way because of Ben Roethlisberger and that injury, again, I think this is a kind of matchup where they really cannot afford that. They can't afford to be going three and out and giving this Chiefs offense more chances at the football. That can be a recipe for disaster in this football game. And then the other question I have is James Conner. And, I mean, it's not so much a question, right? I think we know what we're getting from James Conner. Conner was the same running back in week one that we saw throughout the preseason, running through contact, very good as a receiver as well. Now look, James Conner had 192 yards last week, and it wasn't by accident, right? He was fantastic in that football game. But you know, the questions with James Conner are very similar to the ones that you'd have about the defense, the pass rush, the secondary, right? It's only one game. Yes, it's been good, but you know, can we rely on it consistently? We shall see, right? Again, Le'Veon dominant in this matchup over the past couple years, and I think a lot of people are expecting James Conner to have the same level of success. I'm just not sure, right? I'm going to take a wait and see approach here. Randy Fichtner said that James Conner was probably used too much against Cleveland, and it was his fault that they didn't get someone like Jalen Samuels or Stephen Ridley more playing time in that game. I would expect we will see some Ridley and some Jalen Samuels as well. Look, overall, I just don't think this is going to be a big, easy Steeler win. As well as we've played the Chiefs in the past, I don't think any of that has any bearing on this football game, right? No way I slice it, I come up with a big Steeler win. And there are reasons to think the Steelers could go out there and have a much better performance than they did against Cleveland, especially on the offensive side, where they, again, the Steelers' offense looked good. They just shot themselves in the foot too many times. Again, I just think we have too many question marks on offense going into week two. Yes, we have Ben Roethlisberger at home, but now we have injured Ben Roethlisberger. And what's that going to mean offensively? You know, James Conner looked great a week ago. Is he going to look the same in week two? You know, because if he doesn't, if he can't get going in the running game, are we going to become a one-dimensional team and a one-dimensional team with a hurt quarterback? You know, what are our receiving threats outside of AB and Juju right now? You know, Justin Hunter doesn't seem to be bringing a whole lot to the table. How much James Washington are we going to see in this game? What is Vance McDonald going to do as tight end? He'll play, but how much can we really rely on him? I mean, again, offensively, there's just too many question marks. Eventually, our offense will explode. Eventually, our offense will be dynamic. I don't know that week two is going to be the time we see that. And then defensively, look, even as good as I think our defense can be, there are still holes right now, right? I mean, there are still moments last week where the Browns could have had big plays. And Tyrod was just not the guy to do it, not the guy to exploit it. Unfortunately, Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill are going to exploit those moments. And so, again, this is a big learning curve. This is a big test for this Steeler defense. I have the Steelers winning a close one, 23-19. As I said, you know, the Chiefs are likely to move the football. The Chiefs are likely to have some offensive success. But what it's all going to, the key to this game is going to be about keeping them out of the end zone, force them into field goals, and keep this game tight at the end. I think the Steelers can win a close one again, 23-19. All right, that's going to do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry, and I'll be back on Monday to recap Steelers Chiefs right here on Locked On Steelers.